This Military One Source recording is a dramatization of a call based on a real-life situation. Voices, personally identifiable information, and other details have been redacted and/or changed to protect the privacy of the caller.
Thank you for calling Military One Source. My name is Sabrina. Your call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. May I have your name, please?
Staff Sergeant.
Thank you. And in case we're disconnected, is there a callback number for you?
Yes, it's...
Thank you. And how can I help you today?
I'm looking for counseling.
Okay. And are you a service member?
Yes, ma'am. United States Marine.
All right. If you've never called us before, I need to get some information to put you in the system, and then we'll go through a screening process to make sure the kind of counseling that we offer will be appropriate for you.
Roger.
And then once that's completed, if our counseling is appropriate, we can take a look in the area and see what providers are available. And we'll see if we can get an appointment scheduled for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to double check and see if we have you in the system. I'm glad we can be here to assist you. I believe I've found your record. Before I can see how we can assist you today, I'm going to read you our limits of confidentiality. Information you provide to me or other counselors will be kept confidential, except to meet legal obligations or to prevent harm to self or others. Legal obligations include requirements of law and DoD or military regulations. Harm to self or others include suicidal thoughts or intent, a desire to harm oneself, domestic violence, child abuse or neglect, violence against any person, and any present or future illegal activity. For those in the Personnel Reliability Program, reporting any concerns about reliability is also required. Do you have any questions about the limits of confidentiality?
No, ma'am.
Do any of those things apply to your situation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So with our program, you're eligible for up to 12 sessions of counseling per issue. Now, our counseling is considered non-medical counseling. Basically, it's designed to address things that you're going to encounter on a daily basis, so stress management, relationship issues, problems in the workplace. The focus is on the problem solving as well as education and helping you develop coping skills to manage stress.
That's what I need.
Now, outside of the call that you've placed us today, have you ever received any mental health treatment?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been diagnosed with a mental health condition?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever been prescribed medication for a mental health issue?
No. Something for sleeping when I was traveling back and forth between Okinawa and California, but that was 2 years ago. I don't take anything now.
All right. And as far as your request for the counseling, can you tell me a little bit about why you're seeking counseling and what's prompting your call today?
Well, I'm feeling kind of irritated with everyone. My wife said that I'm scaring the kids. I'm not mad at the kids, but work has got me stressed out. I guess I bring it home. My dog even avoids me. Everyone thinks I'm yelling. I'm not yelling. This is how I talk.
All right, that makes sense. It sounds like you need to get some work issues off your shoulders so you don't bring that stress and frustration home.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, we do offer a few different styles of counseling here. We have video, web-based, over-the-telephone, and face-to-face sessions.
Video conferencing, yes.
Okay, thank you. So just bear with me for a few moments. I'm going to take a look and see who we have available for you in your area, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So far, I found someone in Wilmington named...
Okay.
And he does specialize in military lifestyle issues and offers video conferencing. How does that sound for you, sir?
Ma'am, that sounds great.
Okay, so we're going to call over and see if we can get him on the line to schedule an appointment for you. Now, if he's unable to answer, would it be okay if I left a message with your name and number so he can call you to schedule?
Yes, please.
All right, give me a few moments while I try to get the provider on the line for you, okay?
Okay.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Sabrina. I'm calling with Military One Source on behalf of Mr. who is interested in setting up video conferencing for counseling. All right, so they're going to be getting in touch with you to set up an appointment. Would it be okay if we followed up with you to make sure you get one scheduled?
Yes, by cell phone. Thank you.
So what I'm going to do is go ahead and build an authorization in our system, and that will cover your payment, so there's no fee for you. You just have to make sure you have your military ID.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Now, did you have any questions at all about the counseling, or is there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you for making this a painless process. I look forward to the counselor's call.
Sure. It was my pleasure, Staff Sergeant.